Today is the Sunday after the Ascension, and so I'd like to start by just having us conjure up images of what the Ascension means for each one of us. There's the image of the Jesus with his arms outstretched, standing on the clouds as he's raised up to heaven. And there may be related images that are coming to you right now. Possibly a balloon going up in the air. What is your image of the Ascension? Beyond those images, I see a metaphor for the journey of faith and life. And I'd like to share it with you this morning and see if you agree. In order to do that, we need to go back to the Gospel of Luke. As the Gospel of Luke comes to an end, there is a scene of the disciples gathered for a farewell meeting with Jesus. And after he offers parting words of wisdom, he is taken up into heaven, leaving the disciples staring into the sky. And for a moment, just imagine what their feelings at that moment might have been. Awe, maybe a little confusion, perhaps anxiety, sadness, fear, and maybe even despair. Because their master is gone. They might have thought back to 3 years before when they began to follow Jesus, and they might be thinking and sharing stories about what it was like, his teaching, his preaching, the words that he imparted, the way he looked, the way he interacted with people, all of those intangibles that our teachers impart to us. And as they began thinking about that, no doubt they began thinking about the last month or two, which began on that Palm Sunday when everything seemed wonderful and glorious, and then moving into the events of that Thursday and Friday, culminating in the death of Jesus. Maybe they reflect back to that moment in the upper room where they were locked behind the doors and in fear. And all of a sudden, Mary comes in and says, somebody's taken the body. And a little later, Jesus all of a sudden comes in their midst and says, peace be with you. And in an instant, everything changes for them. And then maybe they reflect back to the last 40 days where Jesus spent it with them after his resurrection, talking with them, nurturing them, inspiring them. But when all is said and done, as they look up in the sky, the disciples realize they're suddenly without their teacher. The one who has been so much a part of their life for 3 years is no longer there. It's a seminal moment for them. And as they ponder their future in whatever emotions were overwhelming them, the Gospel of Luke comes to an end. But curiously, that's exactly how the Acts of the Apostles, also written by Luke, begins. It begins with the disciples staring up at heaven. And an angel says, why are you standing there gazing up into the sky? Go to Jerusalem and wait to receive the Holy Spirit, who will nurture you and guide you into the future. This is God's promised gift for you. And the book of Acts, as we're going to be reading in the days ahead, recounts the story of their journey of faith as the disciples receive the Holy Spirit and are sent into the world. That's the ascension story. But what's going on here? This event is really a movement. A movement from the disciples being disciples, ones who follow, to becoming apostles, ones who are sent. And that is the heart of the Ascension Day experience. This movement from being disciples to apostles, being students to being the bearers, to being the teachers. But for the disciples to become apostles, two things have to happen. The first is the teacher must fade away. The teacher has to let go of the student, let go of the disciple. The disciples have to be cast out on their own. And the second thing that must happen, the disciples must let go. The disciples can't stay with the teacher forever. They need to let go. And the teacher needs to let them go. You see, as disciples, we put ourselves into the position of listening and watching, learning and observing, putting ourselves in the care of those who we consider teachers, formal teachers, parents, role models, colleagues. There are many teachers in our lives. But as long as we remain disciples, we're connected to the teacher. As apostles, we venture out on our own, carrying with us the wisdom and example of our teachers. And yet taken in as our own, creating our own sense of who we are, our own message, our own example. And we are left to find our own way. We can find our way with the teacher's echoing words in our background, but we need to find our own way. We need to take ownership of our successes. We need to learn from our failures. Because without failures, there are no real successes. And that's what I think is going on at the time of the Ascension. It's this moment for the disciples. They have to make a decision. We can't continue to live in the past. We need to live into the future. And the Ascension Day experience is how we go about doing that. You see, while we often view our lives of faith in terms of discipleship, we must always be reminded that the culmination of faith lies in mission. Going out into the world, being apostles, ones who are sent out from our community and taking its message into the world. To participate, if you will, in God's mission, because God's the one directing all of this. It's a mission of restoration and reconciliation, as we heard in the Gospel of John this morning. It's a mission where all will be made one. It's a mission where we're called to go, share God's love in the world. And what we mean by love is not sentimental love, but by action and by word, that we bring people together, break down barriers through reconciliation. And in doing that, we restore creation to its intention, where all are one. And as people of faith, we are invited to join in that mission. And for us at St. Peter's, this is more than just words. We're beginning to see this unfold. 2 weeks ago, we joined together in a convocation of Episcopal churches in the northeast part of Connecticut. There were 19 out of 21 churches in this region represented. And we gathered together to talk about our future, to do something that we have not done enough of in the past, collaborating with one another, working together, instead of as individual entities, joining together and dreaming of the possibilities when Episcopal churches join together as one body. And that's why we have four candles lighted on the altar today. The fourth one representing the convocation that we'll be meeting this coming weekend. With that conclusion, there will be four convocations who have met and two more that will be coming in the weeks ahead. And when that is done and all six candles are lighted, we'll begin to envision the work that the Episcopal Church in Connecticut is about to do, and how we are coming together as one, joined together in God's mission. And then last weekend, 2 weekends ago, we joined together in a vestry retreat where the vestry envisioned the future for St. Peter's, looking ahead to a vision of where we might go in the future and opening ourselves up to new possibilities. And that visioning will soon become part of what we do as a parish. And once again, keeping ahead of us that movement from being disciples to apostles. And so on this day, when we contemplate the ascension, it all comes down to each of us engaging the Ascension Day experience for ourselves in our own lives. It is easy for us to come and to be disciples, to come to church, to be nurtured, to enjoy the music and the liturgy, to listen to the words, to listen to sermons, to reflect on our own path. It's easy to become disciples. Not always easy to hear the words, but it's easy to be disciples. But the challenge for us is we can't stay forever in this place. We can't stay forever in our pews. We can't stay forever as disciples. We need to go out. Go out into the world, become apostles, carrying the message we hear here into the world, into our families, into our relationships, into our workplace, into our schools, into the world, bringing people together, breaking down barriers, spreading the love of God. Because that's what it's all about. That's the Ascension Day experience. And that's what we're here today, not only to celebrate, but to reflect on our own participation in that experience. I believe Ascension Day is a metaphor for faith and life. I believe it's a metaphor for the mission of the church. And by God's grace, we will join together as people of the Ascension, going into the world, spreading God's love one person at a time. And in the name of the one who died so that we might live and so that we might join with God in God's mission of reconciliation and restoration. Amen.